Hey everyone, and welcome to another. Hey everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. This is the podcast where every Wednesday we talk about the wins we've had in our week. The we in this is me and my beautiful wife and co-host Heather. I'm Matt, and we took a week off, and now I don't know what I'm saying. So we're very excited again to be back. The last episode we had was a lot of fun, and we're trying to have a lot of fun games like that too. Heather was trying to figure out a game that we could do, but it was going to require way too much effort on my part to develop it. She's kind of the idea, and then I literally put it all together. Would have taken way too long. But that was a good idea. But we're still going to do like our buzzer beater questions. Oh, no. So that's a good buzzer beater. That's cool. Sports analogy. So
I don't know why, but I just envisioned like Quidditch.
No, not that. But we are going to do the whole like you have to guess however many in this amount of time. So let me figure out. I need to get some more.
Well, then let's start with wins.
Okay, let's start with wins. While Heather's telling us her wins, I'm going to be finding out some different things you can do. Ready, set, go.
Okay, first win. We took a week off, so I feel like there's a lot to talk about. One, these little pickle cheese ball things are addicting.
Yeah, so
I resisted them. They're here at the office.
They're the Vlasic pickle balls.
But they were like at Sam's or something.
Yeah, and so somebody brought them in here because they wanted us everybody to eat them. And they're good.
And they are very good.
I enjoy them.
I didn't need them, but I ate them, and now they're addicting.
Yeah.
Next win. Tonight, we get to go to the world premiere of King of Kings.
Yeah.
Made by Angel Studios. So we're really excited for that. We've never been to or invited to a world premiere. So this is super, super exciting. And the girls get to see it like 2 weeks before it even goes to theaters. And it says dressed to impress. So we're letting the girls get dressed up all cutesy. And
what does dressed to impress mean?
That just means
I would love for other people to let us know. What does that mean?
Well, we're just wearing our Easter dresses. Okay. We are not red carpet dress wearers. So, and it's a Christian movie. Like, what do you wear? And it's coming out right before Easter.
And it's a kids movie.
So
it's coming out Easter Day or the day, a couple days before Easter.
Yeah. So
where is the, I'm trying to find the email from them because it was like, dress to impress.
Oh, I took a screenshot of it. Of the whole timeline because I lose things like that. So I just went ahead and took a screenshot of the email. I don't feel like I can hear myself.
I will turn up your hearing aids.
Here it go.
Now, can you hear yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
So another win while I find our little itinerary. So what is, that is really loud.
You're good.
It says step and repeat.
Exactly. I do not know. That's why I'm like, what is this?
And photo op. So what does that mean?
I have no idea.
What does
step and repeat mean?
I don't know. That's weird. Let's Google it.
What does step and repeat mean?
At a world premiere.
Oh.
Can you turn me down? It's very loud.
A large banner with a repeating pattern of logos or images. So that's the photo op. Step and repeat. So you take a step, you smile. Take a step, you smile. And it's usually done at like promotional things.
Okay, better.
So, to promote a brand or message at an event. So they'll have like an Angel Studios, probably a big banner behind the opportunity to take a photo.
Oh.
So I don't know what happens.
We're going to find out. It looks like fun. And it says dress to impress.
Yeah.
And all that. So I'm excited. And it was free.
Yeah.
We didn't have to pay to go to this premiere. So I'm really excited about that. But what else? Other wins. Did I already talk about Georgia going on a Ladies' Day with me?
Yeah.
Okay. I did, because we drove through the crazy rain.
What happened last week? Two weeks ago.
That was the week before.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, Georgia went to, in case we didn't talk about that. So Georgia went to a Ladies' Day with me, and she got to do the scripture reading, and she had so much fun. And they even gave her a sweet little gift, and she's obsessed now. She's like, this is so fun. And the food was delicious. And as always, the best food ever is at Ladies' Days and potlucks. And then we drove home in what was supposed to be crazy storms, but they actually were not crazy storms, which was good. And then what else happened this past week?
I don't know.
Or upcoming?
Lots of stuff. There's another movie coming out by Angel Studios called The Last Rodeo. That looks cool.
Oh, yeah.
Looks more like my speed. But I will enjoy this King of Kings. What happened with me? Last week was warm for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Our weather's been great.
We survived storms.
Flowers are blooming. Oh, we bought roses.
We bought some roses for Heather.
Yep.
They're starting to... She got two drift roses. Tell us about drift roses. What are they, Heather?
They are low ground coverage roses that are like small shrubs, and they're great for pots.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what we did.
And
they're precious, and they abundantly bloom all summer, spring, fall. So they're great.
They are great. But we really enjoyed.
Field trip.
Oh, yeah. Last week was our... Sorry. Okay. I'm done looking up the event for tonight. So the field trip. We had a homeschool field trip last week, and it was during my day off. So I got to go on this homeschool field trip. And where we went for this was the Rotary Park, which is a green space in the Clarksville area, Sango area of Clarksville. And it was really fun. We've been there a bunch because they have some really cool playgrounds.
But this time we did.
We did an actual like
nature center.
Yeah, they have the Wade Bourne Nature Center, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. And they have people like staffed there to handle field trips. And they're like, we were funny. We had like 10 to 12 kids, I think, in our group, and they were like, this is great. We usually have like 100 or 200, and
That's wild.
So this is fun. And so they both got to be a part of it, or whoever the two ladies were that were running it. And then they brought out a snake, which was a not cool buggy is what they called the snake. It was a corn snake. Gross. And then they had Miss Peggy, the box turtle.
Penny,
the box turtle. But it was fun. And then after we were done inside and they were teaching us about planting sunflowers and stuff, we went outside and they were kind of like, here's the boxes. They gave us all the supplies and we did everything on our own. And so, yeah, it was fun. I got to take kids on a nature hike and everyone thought we got lost. But we did not. I was just looking. We had a scavenger hunt, and I'm like, well, let's go to the creek to actually find these water bugs. And we did.
Georgia fell in.
Yeah, that was a shame. It was really slippery mud, and she tried to follow me, which, not a good idea.
No.
But yeah, it was good. It was a fun field trip, and it was a good day, good group. Got to eat our lunch under the pavilions there.
Yeah, it was just very chill, very fun.
Heather is... She's in her pasta salad era right now. She's making and eating pasta salad every day.
Yeah.
Because we also tried to start, not tried, we are accomplishing. Last Thursday, we started intermittent fasting together. So we eat about 12-ish. I say 12-ish because sometimes I'll eat at 11.
And but then we stop eating at like 5 every day.
Yep. And it's not been very hard.
No. It's good. As long as you make sure you eat a good, not like overeat in those amount of hours, but you eat the normal amount you would in a day just in those few hours. Then your body has time to process all of that without, oh no, here's another meal that I got to try and break. Here's another one. This guy never stops. That's what my body normally says. But yeah, it's we're going to see how well we can do. We each told each other we'd go for 1 month and see how it goes. So we didn't do like before and after photos or anything.
No, we're not doing that.
We did do a weigh-in. So I'm doing it more for health benefit, like losing weight. Heather's just chilling.
No, I mean, I want to lose like 5 pounds, but.
Yeah. So we are. Yeah, that was fun. And supposedly you have more energy from it. So we'll see. We're not even a week into it, so I'm not expecting it to be like.
It hasn't been too bad.
Wow, though. I'm totally changed. I do like not eating later in the evening because I sleep better if I do that. Because if I eat like right before bed, I'm not going to sleep well.
Which we have not yet to discover yet because our kids aren't sleeping.
Our youngest child, Josephine, has discovered that she doesn't like to go to bed at night. So
she wants to sleep late, but she doesn't want to go to bed.
That's been good. So.
And then they share a room. So
yeah,
it's a fight between. Georgia wants to listen to her history Yodo things, like about Rome and Greece and Egypt. And Josie wants to listen to her Tonys.
Yeah.
And she just wants to like constantly take the little character off and replace it with something else. So, so Georgia will get up and come down and be like, she won't stop. I can't sleep because of that. And then Josie will get up and come down and be like, but mommy, I just don't know what I need, but I need something.
Yeah.
And then she'll say, I don't want to listen to what Gija wants to listen to.
Yeah.
And it's just a repeated cycle.
Okay, so let's do our 5 and 10. Are you ready for the buzzer beater game? Do we have a buzzer beater sound? Nope.
Ow. I'm so loud.
Okay. All right. So I'm just going to use the timer on our recorder. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Pick a topic.
I don't know.
Choose from everyday fun, kid-friendly brain boosters, food and treats around the world, music and entertainment.
Food and treats.
Okay, food and treats. Give me at least five pizza toppings.
Pineapple, jalapenos, pepperoni, ham, mushrooms.
Good job. And now you know how gross Heather's pizzas are. Oh, this is funny, and I hope this is relatable to all other husbands out there. So every Friday night is our takeout or pizza night. We only say takeout because sometimes Heather's craving Chinese, and so we will do that. So, but we usually just order pizza or go to Walmart and buy those cheap ones and make them. But yeah, so Michael's Pizza in Clarksville is probably the best.
Uh-huh.
I would agree. I wish their thin crust was a little bit crispier. Okay, so side note, that was a tangent, but Heather will always be like, I want you to choose the pizza that we get. Because we're not like, the girls eat pepperoni, like good for them. We're not just like super pumped up about pepperoni all the time. And so she'll be like, I want you to choose. I chose last week. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure I chose. Because the last week I chose Heather's favorite flavors, which are ham and pineapple. But I chose it technically. And so then I was like, okay, I'm going to pick. And then I choose something and she's like, if that's what you want. In other words, she's saying, I don't want that flavor. And I usually pick like barbecue. Like this past weekend, I did barbecue chicken.
And that is always a solid choice.
Yeah.
That and buffalo.
Their chicken is interesting. That chicken was a little bit like tofu-y.
No, it's like the bagged chicken that you get from the store.
I wish they would just buy like a rotisserie chicken and just pluck it off and put it on a pizza. But I know that's probably not economical, but it'd be way more delicious.
But like a solid pizza choice is either the barbecue chicken.
Okay, think fast. Five breakfast foods.
Burritos, pancakes, waffles, scrambled eggs, bacon.
Good job. You made it. Okay.
Okay, different topic.
Okay, here's a good one. Five U.S. presidents. Ready? Go.
Abe Lincoln, Donald Trump, the guy that was in right before Trump, Biden.
Yes, I got her. Three. You got 3 out of 10. Wow, there's actually a lot more. Like
out of
40
10?
Something.
Did you just say out of 10?
Out of 10 seconds, Heather. 10 seconds. Okay, ready?
You know what that means?
What?
I need to go to Disney, to Hall of Presidents.
Yeah, well, it's closed.
I know. They're refurbishing it.
They're putting another Donald Trump in there. That's interesting.
They're putting him in there twice?
No, but he is the last. I mean, how are they going to do that?
They already had a Donald Trump last time we were there.
I know, but then he took a break for a little bit, and now he's back. So they're going to like have him be like, excuse me, Mr. Biden.
But they have all 50 or whatever. 40, 50, I don't know. I'm not
okay, there. Heather, trivia. Trivia time. How many presidents have there been? How many U.S. presidents have there been?
I don't know.
How many different presidencies? We'll put it that way. Because there have been multiple term presidents.
50?
Yeah. Who is the only other? So there's been 47 presidencies, according to Google. 45 men have served.
Okay.
So, now, there's only been one other president that has served non-consecutive terms. Do you know the other president?
Maybe.
It rhymes with Rover Steveland.
It rhymes with that?
Yeah. Grover Cleveland. Old Grover. Do you know who the first U.S. president was?
George Washington?
Yes. Then John Adams?
I just want everyone to know we are not in this part of
then old TJ.
Homeschool history just yet.
The 47th president of the United States of America is Donald Trump.
Okay.
Yep. Yipperoo.
Did you know Disneyland is celebrating their 70th anniversary?
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Can tell you that.
So, okay, ready, set.
Oh no, what is this one?
Five U.S. states.
Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, Mississippi.
Okay, good. You just stuck to one region. Five countries around the world.
America? Is North America and South America? Are they considered two
Those are
separate countries?
Continents. Oh, yes. That was good.
Oh, I promise I went to college.
Well, they don't teach you that in college.
In high school.
Yeah.
I went to a private school.
Private school, everybody.
Ooh.
This is why you homeschool your children. Five musical instruments.
Piano. Guitar, ukulele, clarinet.
Close though.
Oh.
You got four. You really got worried there for a second. You're like, is piano an instrument? Your voice. That's what I would have said. Okay, you have to act these out.
What?
Five animal sounds. That's not one.
Woof woof.
That's not a... I'm just going to let the time keep going.
Okay, I'm not good at that. I don't think I can come up with five.
Yes, you can. You're just too scared to.
I don't know how to make those sounds.
But that's so fun. Fun games.
Matt, I just remembered.
Oh, and we went to Bath & Body Works. We got new sanitizers.
I wasn't there.
Well, we got other Bath & Body Works the other day when you went.
Oh, yeah. I finally got to sniff all the Princess collection.
I wonder how many people come out of Bath & Body Works with a headache. There's so many. How are you supposed to, that's the other thing, is how they need to figure out how to, like, diffuse that. Not diffuse it, but, like, refuse it. Like, to take all the smell away. That because I feel like you can't smell the individual things because there's too much smell.
That's because they've got coffee bean things next to each of the things, and you're supposed to smell those and then smell the new stuff.
Oh, I did not know there was coffee beans.
It resets your sensors.
Oh, I did not know that.
Your little smelly sensors.
Oh. What was your favorite TV show? No. What was your favorite Western TV show?
Bonanza.
That's a good one.
That's the only one I've ever watched.
You've watched Little House on the Prairie?
That's not Western.
Yes, it is.
That's Little House
on
the Prairie.
There's horses.
It's its own category. It's literally its own category. And it's not even accurate to the real storyline. So
it made for a good show.
It did make for a good show.
I know.
She does not have a living brother. She never did. He died.
Oh, that's sad.
It won.
Okay, the boy in that show is not technically their brother.
Oh.
They adopted him.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I stopped watching after a while.
Was the boy adopted in Little House on the Prairie?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I don't remember.
Yes, in the TV show Little House on the Prairie, the boy Albert.
Yep.
Is adopted by Charles and Carolyn Ingalls. Ma. Oh, Ma. Oh, Ma. I love that show. It was so great. When we lived in South Dakota, I feel like I used that Charles Ingalls line, which Charles Ingalls apparently wasn't that great of a dude.
No, he could not hold a job.
Yeah.
And he had grand ideas of stuff,
well,
but they were not that great.
That is
ideas.
Charles Ingalls in the show, but you also see him being like a great, like, man of God and stuff too. I'm not sure if
but
that was true for the other
guy. She does in the book talk very highly of him, but Ma did all the spiritual stuff.
Yeah.
Not Pa.
I'm literally going to ask that question right now in our Wednesday podcast group. If anybody struggles with, what's that, Wednesday? If anyone else struggles with the idea of getting headaches when you go into that place. So yeah, anything else in the news these days, Heather? Since we don't ever watch the news, what else is in the news?
I'm really depressed about the Snow White supposedly being really bad. The reviews are not good, and that makes me sad because we know that I am obsessed with Disney Princess everything, and Cinderella was like their best remake of all time. And just like the things I've watched on it just make me very sad because I expect her to carry the same kind of character in her real life as she does in a movie, and all the other princesses that or like the other live action characters, when they speak of their role or whatever.
Yeah.
They sound very highly about like they
speak
carry
very highly. What, yeah.
What you get what I'm saying. They yeah. carry the role very well.
Yeah.
In their personal lives. Like they were a good choice because they live it. Like
yeah.
You live like a princess. You're kind.
That's fun.
And you're sweet. But this one I am not happy with. She does not have all the characteristics of a princess.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't want to get into any of that politically stuff.
Well, I mean, I don't know politics, but I do know Disney, and Disney failed. I don't like the way she talks about her role.
Well, I think Disney has realized they have failed. So, okay, yeah. So I just put in our podcast group. Does anyone else leave Bath and Body Works with a headache and a bag full of stuff? Maybe and just me. I don't know.
How is it that they tell you that it's buy one, get one free, or buy three, get three free, but yet you still leave spending $90 every single time when you sit there and do the math and you're like, okay, I should only spend $15. And then you're like, I bought three things and these three were supposed to be free.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't understand it.
Maybe we just messed up. Well, we also bought really expensive things. Like, we bought a smell diffuser, an outlet smell diffuser thing.
I know.
Those are the expensive things.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I hope this has been fun. Maybe you're walking and listening to this, or you're driving, and now you're laughing because Heather did a snort sound. So, yeah, sorry for missing a week. It was just a lot last week. What was last week? I don't know, just a lot. And it got to be Tuesday night, and we were like, we forgot. Oh, and one day, we're going to put some in the hopper.
So, yeah, one day. We also have been very busy getting our Lorcana decks figured out.
Yes, and doing Bible studies with people and stuff. But yeah.
We have had some really good studies.
But yeah, I love this. Please, yeah, okay. We're going to have you go be encouraging today. My words are not working today. So, and it's not nighttime right now. So that's exciting. All right. Have a great day. Be encouraging and encourage those around you. And yeah, bye.
Bye.